Hello, hello everyone. Buenos dias. This is Rosangel Perez of Cafecito Break. I'm one of the Perez sisters. It is March, Women's Month, celebrating my womanness. Have a couple of things on my mind that I'd like to share. Thank you so much for those of you who tuned into the Twitter space that we hosted last night, which is focused on New York City and crime. And it was a very, very insightful conversation. Too hot for me to post on certain places. I will be posting the audio to that on my Substack, so please subscribe. But mi gente, the topic right now is, I just want to shout out the New York Lions and everybody who loves New York. I am still here in New York, and I know that there's places in New York City that maybe feel shitty. And the truth is that sometimes I don't even want to take the train, to be honest. The truth is that I have given up gigs, freelance opportunities, because there are sometimes I'm like calculating like which subway line, where is it? What time does the event end? Am I going to feel comfortable taking the train by myself? We already know how expensive our dollar's not traveling as much as it used to. And New York is an expensive city. Every single time I go to the market, I am surprised by how much less I'm able to bring home. And I know that everybody is feeling the same thing, unless you happen to be super blessed in comfort. And I'm not saying that from a perspective of jealousy. Is just an isness, right? Now, here in New York City, and Cafecito Break, and what our platform has always been about, has always been about a couple of things. Our foundation as Cafecito Break has been the local environment, starting local, knowing your neighbors, doing community service, getting to know what people are thinking, the different conversations in your neighborhood. From all ages, what are the elders thinking? What are the young people thinking? What are the people who are almost facing evictions thinking? What are the people who are working two jobs and still can't make rent thinking? What are the people who are super wealthy and they're actors and so depressed because everybody's in a different space. My sister and I have been privileged to be in a spot where we've had this opportunity to speak to thousands of people in our lifetime, privately, face to face, whether we're coaching them in just the basic art of human to human communication, reading cues, of learning to listen. And how have we been able to do that? It's because every day we're practicing this. Our family was our first teachers. Being in New York, growing up in Brooklyn, not so necessarily politically correct. So if anybody in our family, if you were sensitive, you were going to be running and living in your room all of the time. And sometimes family members obviously go too far when they're making comments or being critical. At the same time, I think that when I look back and I see the moments that maybe I encountered as a young person that maybe made me uncomfortable, that made me feel like, why is my family picking on me? And why? Because I didn't understand their abrasive energy. And I didn't realize that I also had the abrasive energy, but I also didn't realize that as a young child, I was picking up on a lot of the textures of the little currents, the little hints that you perceive when you speak to people. And I think that those are the kind of things that sort of give you a clue and insight into a person. And one of the things that I wanted to share here today is, please don't give up on humanity. Please don't give up on New York. Please don't give up on your family members. The other day, I popped in a space. I love popping into Twitter spaces. It's like you get to travel the world, and sometimes you pop into a space and you are hearing people from different sides of the globe communicate that would have never really even intersected in a conversation. What a beautiful opportunity to learn. Sometimes learning is through clashing and working out the grit, like yesterday, for example. A shout out to John Matlin, shout out to Cozy, shout out to Brenda. Yesterday, for example, was so beautiful. It was like a reminder of why I love New York, why I love the community family that I have built and my sister and I have created. And let's put it this way. It's not like we know each other or the people in the community side, like we know each other personally, intimately. I think it's a vibe, you know, and people who love New York and love to live here and come here and have moved here, you can't deny whether New York is shitty, stinky, it's always a vibe. It's alive. And then it's hard for us. I mean, granted, I could use some trees. I'm sitting in front. I'm grounding right now. And I'm sitting in front of some beautiful plants in my home that I love. And I feel like when I visit with them, I feel like they give me so much strength. And some of them have been with me for over a decade. So we have a relationship. And how do I have a relationship with a plant? We start knowing each other. Like I see when I put my plant in a different part of the room, maybe she doesn't like it. They, you know, it's a language. It's being in tune with something that's alive right in front of you. Now, some of us are more in tune with our gadgets than we are with the human beings that are around us. Now, when I was talking about popping into different spaces and learning about other people and worlds, something one Twitter space person said, and that was so crucial. He was giving advice to a young man who felt like, I don't understand my family. They don't understand me. Don't many of us feel like that, especially after like 2020? Like, and look, this includes me too. There's been times where I'm like, I don't even know if I want to be around this person. You can't even almost stomach it. Now why? Why is that? Because we're not, as my sister put it, she wrote an amazing Substack the other day on the Perez Sisters NYC Substack, or you could just visit Crystal Sage Wisdom. I think I got that wrong. A Substack is called Crystal Sage Wisdom, or you could search the Perez Sisters. I flipped it. And she was talking about, can we really discuss the elephant in the room? And one of the big elephants in the room, hence one of my inspirations for just wanting to host these spaces where we can start getting to know more of the lions, the community boots on the ground folks that nobody ever hears about. But they're always tirelessly working on behalf of New Yorkers, of New York, for the children, for a better community, and for everyone, not just, oh, you're Puerto Rican, then I'm only going to mess with Puerto Ricans. And then I'm going to just completely forget that there's other groups and cultures and ethnicities that have other needs or things that might be beneficial for me to understand. And quite frankly, I'm tired of being in echo chambers. This is one of the reasons Cafecito Break has been so canceled, because it's really hard to shut somebody like me up. I've been a member of the media for 20 plus years. You don't visit and play in certain environments with certain people and then not know how to communicate and not know how to stand up for yourself when you need to. So I love New York. I know that a lot of people keep telling me to leave. A lot of us need to regain our livelihoods back that we lost in 2020. So great ideas, but magic money isn't pouring in over here. So anyway, just wanted to shout out the New York Lions, everybody who loves New York. I also wanted to offer an apology for yesterday's space. I don't know what happened. I tried to activate the space. I tried to start a new space and Twitter didn't let me do it, but the fam had my back because the fam knew that this was an important space for me. And they pivoted very quickly. John Madeline stepped up and was like, hey, I'll activate it from my end. Unfortunately, we lost people who were looking for the space on Cafecito Break. So next Monday, 9 p.m., look for Cafecito Break. I will start and I will activate the space a few minutes early just so that I know whether now it starts. And if you don't find me on Cafecito Break after 9:03, pop into John Madlin's channel. And maybe, we may have to space hop like we do in the subway stations. So yeah, yesterday's space was maybe hashtag con sofrito. I laughed so freaking much. It definitely was everything that I wanted and more. It's also a testimony to me from God and the universe that you can set an intention when you sit in prayer, when you ask God, what is it? Because this town hall comes from a place where I sat throughout that month and I was sort of contemplating, am I doing podcasts again? Am I just hosting folks? Or how can I use the tools that I have, God, to bring conversations that can hopefully move into places, solutions, a unified perspective. Walking this path in the middle, my sister and I, we walk this path in the middle. We are urban medicine women, maybe undercover because a lot of people don't really know that, but we walk the path of the middle, the path of the heart, the drumbeat. Boom, 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 boom. When you hear the drum and you're with it, it synchronizes. And when everybody is together hearing the drum beat and you open up, our hearts synchronize together and we create magic because we're beautiful. And I just want to be able to remind all of us of that beauty that exists each and every moment of our lives. So thank you so much for being here with me. God bless you. Have a successful, powerful, beautiful, peaceful day. We need to plant more flowers. We need to plant more beauty. We need to plant more kindness. We need to plant more compassion. I think that we've got the anger part covered and those expressions. I'm not saying put them away. What I'm saying is that we really are in human being crisis mode, especially with this threat of AI and you can't even type anything on your a message that suggestions for alternate words don't come up. I want to choose my own language. I want to choose the way I express. I don't want to be, little by little cultivated by an a algorithm, by an AI. This new speak that many of us are falling for, this war of words. Be careful. It's not just the media, it's not just the other side. It's us too. We do it. I do it. So this is the way we check each other lovingly, with respect and kindness. God bless you. Talk soon. This is Raf. Cafecito Break. Please subscribe to All Things Cafecito Break, especially our Substack. We are mucho censored.